I have a good friend of mine from North Carolina, and as I told you, he'd been in Detroit for I don't know how many years working up there. When I first moved to the Carolinas, this man was down there, and he worked in a band with his brother, the Maynard brothers, J.E. Maynard and Wade Maynard, and they had the Marsh brothers that worked with them. And they was awful popular in the South, the North and South Carolina, through that country. There wasn't many people playing back in them days. Just a few, especially in the Carolinas. And the Monroe brothers, we moved to South Carolina, and then we went to North Carolina and went to work along with all of these people that I'm telling you about. And on Saturday night, they had what they called the Crazy Crystal Barn Dance out of Charlotte, North Carolina, on WBT. Thank you, Alice. And on Saturday night, we had this big barn dance, and it was over a 50,000-watt station, WBT. And these people was really popular when we got down in that country. We had been out through the Midwest and playing Charlie and Me. But it wasn't long till we got there till they got to knowing that the Monroe Brothers was in that part of the country, too. And we stayed friends with these boys all the way down through the years. And I just had to have this man on the show, or on the hymn part of the festival here. We'd played up in Michigan last winter sometime, and he was come out and spoke with me, and we talked a long time. And to me, he's a wonderful man. He plays a banjo. He plays a different style, maybe from what a lot of people plays. But his way of singing hymns is wonderful. The way he speaks his words, you'll understand each word. He separates them now like that. He's done a lot of recording, and Brother Charlie gave me one of the records he made. I can't remember the title, but I hope that he sings it here today. I don't know who all he has with him, but I do know his wife is with him, and they tell me that she's a wonderful singer, and I'm waiting to hear him here today. Wade Maynard and his family. Let's make them welcome. What do you say?
Oh, dear brother, will you meet me over yonder? Be prepared to meet your maker on that morning when the trumpet rings. I am walking in the light of my Savior. I am walking in the light of my Lord. Down the pathway of glory with my Jesus, I'll be happy when you come, oh Lord. Oh, dear sister, will you meet me over yonder in the land where we never shall die? Shall we all walk together on that morning in that happy home beyond the sky? I am walking in the light of my Savior. I am walking in the light of my Lord. The pathway of glory with my Jesus, I'll be happy when you come, oh Lord. Yonder in the land where we never shall part. Shall How we all walked together on that morning in that happy home beyond the sky. I am walking in the light of my Savior. I am walking in the light of my Lord. Down the pathway of glory with my Jesus, I'll be happy when you come, oh Lord.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We are happy to be here today, and it's a pleasure to be here with Bill Monroe and all of the boys. Now, as Bill said a while ago, I heard him kind of give you the history of our lives over in Carolina and around and about, and it's really been a pleasure to get back with him again and to work a show with Bill again. He's a mighty fine fellow, and I'm sure that you'll have to say he's one of the best in the business, that is, as far as bluegrass music. And I do know that he... Well, we'll say he's the daddy of it. That's the way we'll put it, won't we? And it's happy to be here today, and the Lord bless every one of you as we try to play and sing. I was converted about 15 years ago and retired from this music kind of business, and I'm thankful to say today that my Lord is my shepherd and my guide, and the Lord knows that I'm on His side today. I want to do what I can for Him. I've spent so many years serving the devil, but today I thank God that I'm on that road to heaven. And I know that we have some people out there today that's Christian people, and we have some probably no doubt are sinners. I like to say this, sinner man, this is heaven to you here on this earth while you're living right here. This is the only heaven that you're ever going to see in your life unless you repent and start serving the Lord. You're going down that broad road of destruction, and that's what they call hell. But this is heaven to you right here while you're living. And remember these words I'm telling you today. Christian people, this is hell for us, but one day we're going to go to heaven. And praise God for that chance that we have of going to heaven, being with Jesus. I'd like to sing another old song for you right now, kind of... raining and bad out there. This is called The Uncloudy Day. It's an old number. I guess you'll notice that I'm going to be playing a lot of the old numbers today. And I just want you Christian people to pray for us while we do. Uncloudy Day, boys. They tell me of a home far beyond the sky, and they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Tell me of a king in his beauty there, and they tell me that mine eyes shall behold, where he sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in that lovely land of uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where storm clouds rise. Oh,
me of an uncloudy day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's mighty nice of you, and you make us feel mighty good. You make us feel like we're at home, which we want to do. We want to feel like that. I'd like to introduce the boys to you here, the part of the Pleasant Valley boys here. Tom Raines over here on my right, good Christian boy. And let's give him a good hand, will you? Thank you. Roy Dellinger here on my, well, he's here in the middle. Let's give him a good hand. He's a good Christian boy, too. Jimmy Bride here on the fiddle. Give him a good hand. I don't know whether this boy here has been here at this place before or not, but this is one of Bill Monroe's boys, and I'd like to kind of keep it a secret, too, if I can. I don't want Bill to know that I've got him out here playing with me, but I've known this boy, I guess, about as long as Bill has. This is Doug Green. Let's give him a good hand. Thank you, Doug. We appreciate Doug being out here with us, helping us out, and we thank Bill for loaning him to us to play and sing a number two. Here's a number here that I recorded many, many years ago. Probably you haven't heard it too much around these parts lately, but you folks that don't remember me when I was on the radio and I'd like to sing it for you, and those of you that do probably has heard this one before, The Ship That's Sailing Now. I once had a father, but now I've got none. He's gone to that home on high. Prepare me, O Lord, for to sail on that ship, that ship that's sailing now. Oh, the weeks is so long and the days are so sad that they seem like years to me. Prepare me, O Lord, for to sail on that ship, that ship that's sailing. I once had friends a long time ago, but now they've gone away. Prepare me, O Lord, for to sail on that ship, that ship that's sailing now. Oh, the week is so long and the day are so sad that they seem like years to me. Prepare me, O Lord, for to sail on that ship, that ship that's sailing now. Thank you. One day, my friends, that ship is going to be a sailing. And we know that our Savior has bought and paid for the ticket. It's free if you want to get on and take that trip to glory. Whenever you get ready to leave this world, it'd be one of the finest constellations in your mind that you ever had when you start serving the Lord. I promised Him when I was saved that I'd testify for Him wherever I go. I don't care where it is, what kind of crowd, or where I'm at. I thank God I'm not ashamed of Him today. Thank God for saving my soul. I'm one of the happiest fellas ever was. I'm a lot happier than I was when I was playing music for the devil and all, and I guess you can see why. I'd like to sing a song about my Savior. I want you to kind of get this picture in your mind. The man that wore the scarlet purple robe. Thank you. It's a story so unkind, in a holy book you'll find. It tells how Jesus stood alone one day. False and killed and they're condemned, yet they found no fault in him. The man that wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, the shame for me he bore. And he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head crown of thorns, the blood stained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all. The tears of sorrow fell upon his cheeks. Soldiers of the wicked band smote him with their evil hand. The man that wore the scarlet purple robe. Words of truth today was claimed from the lips of Pilate came. In this man I see no reason he should die. But the multitude cried, let him now be crucified. The man that wore the scarlet purple robe. He loved me, he loved me, he loved me, this I know. He gave his life to die for me. Because he loved me so. Yes, he did. He loved me. Thank you. I think we have time for about one more number now, and then I'm going to have my wife to come out and sing a couple of numbers for you. I know it's kind of getting late, and we just don't want to worry you too much out there, but We thank God that we was able to be down here today on the Bill Monroe Show. I knew him and Charlie, as he said, back in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we've worked around those stations pretty close together, well, for a good long, long while. Fine feller, he and Charlie both. And we're going to be in Washington, I think, on the week of the 4th. And I want to say that. Mike, how are you today? Well, I'm glad to see you. It's been a long time since I've seen you until today, but I'm glad to see you. But we do want you to remember us as we go up there. We're going to be up there the week of the 4th in Washington, D.C., and Bill Monroe and Charlie and brothers and all, we're going to be up there. J.E., my brother's going to be with us. The Morris brothers are going to be there. And the fellow that done a lot of fiddling for me on records after we kind of organized our own band, Steve Ledford, he's going to be there, the old Train 45 man. He's the one that made the Train 45 famous on the old Bluebird record way, way back yonder, and we're mighty proud of that number, too. Of course, other people has got a hold of it and kind of shuck it up a little bit and done a good job on it, too. We'd like to do another part of this number right now. I love God's way of living, and then I want my wife to come out and help us out a while. What say we do that, huh? I was on the sea of death, drifting on in distress. Didn't think I needed Jesus in my soul. Couldn't bear to lose my pride, thought that I was satisfied. Praise his holy name, he found and made me whole. Oh yes, I love God's way of living. I'm so thankful I accepted when he called. He has kept me out of jail. He has saved my soul from hell. Oh, I love God where I'm living best of all. Oh,
gone in debt for the drink I couldn't quit. Then old Satan urged me on to break the law. Tore my little home apart, broke my dad and mother's heart, but I love God's way of living best of all. Oh yes, I love God's way of living. I'm so thankful I accepted what He called. He has kept me out of jail. He has saved my soul from hell. Oh, I love God's way of living best of all. One day as I was a-walking up and down a lonesome road, a spirit spoke unto me, it filled my heart with joy. One day as I was a-walking up and down a lonesome road, singing, I thank my God I'm in His care. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see, for glory to God He set me free.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce my other behalf now, and she's been with me for a long, long time, and I'm happy. And I thank God for a woman like this, and I want you to give her a good hand as she comes out. Mrs. Judy Mae Maynard. Come on out, Judy Mae. Right here she is. There you go. Now, I'm on Daddy. She sings a song just like Bill said a while ago. She sings a song her own style, and I want you to listen. I'm going to let her tell you what she's going to play and sing, and let her testify for you.
Very glad to be here on Mr. Monroe's program this morning, and I would like to say that I am a Christian. And this would be my testimony. The first song is Rock of Ages.
Oh, the blessed Rock of Ages, I see.
You know, friend, when I hear a song sung like that, I feel good deep down in my heart. I'm not out here to kind of put on a show or to let you know that I feel sad or anything. I'm a happy man. You're looking at a man today that's happy. I'm happy in my soul. I'm happy because the Lord saved me. That's why I'm happy. One day I'm going home to be with Jesus, and when I do, then all my troubles and trials are going to be over. And I thank God for that chance today. What's your next number, honey?
The next number will be Hill, Lone and Gray. I had a request for that. Hill, Lone and Gray.
Maybe we better do another number. Maybe we'll do that one later on. I mean, let's see. And I'm not exactly keen on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of confused over a song out here. Right with
I'm building.
Building on the rock. Let's do that.
Well, I'm building on that rock.
Thank you very much. It's been good of being here today, and we're going to turn the program back over to our good friend Bill Monroe now. Remember what I said, look up and trust in the Lord. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, William. Glad to have you.
You've done a lot of good here today, and it does make you so good to see you again.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you, too.
Take care of yourself. The best to you.
Thank you, Bill.
You and your family.
Thank you. Good luck to you and your family.